This week on Midwest Week, as the end of the Major League Baseball season approaches, a wrap-up of this past season for the Quad Cities River Bandits. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Batterson, sports writer for the Quad City Times. And Steve, on the field anyway, how did the River Bandits do this year?
It was kind of an up-and-down season. The team finished with a 70-69 record, which was pretty reflective of how things went. They had stretches where they'd play pretty well and then stretches where things did not go so well. And at the end of the day, it balanced out with a .500 record.
Okay, compared to a year ago when they won the Midwest League Championship.
Yes, a very different season that year, which that team won 81 regular season games. So this team was a little different. Certainly a lot more player movement this year than in the past year. In 2013, there were five players who actually moved up to higher levels. This past season, they sent 19 players up to High A Lancaster, kind of a revolving door at the clubhouse as opposed to a traditional door this season.
Okay. Do you think many of the players from this year's team are going to move up besides the ones who already
there's
have?
There's a number of them already have, yeah. And 16 of those guys actually won a California League championship this week for Lancaster. So, you know, they moved up and they contributed, which that's part of the battle. And no question that there were some players here late in the season that will have a chance to move up. A.J. Kemp, who was led the NCAA in home runs this spring at Kentucky, was a second-round draft pick of the Astros. He came in, did what he did at the collegiate level, and will certainly have a chance to move to another level beginning next season.
At the minor league level, Steve, what would you say is the role of the coach? I mean, is his goal to win games, or is it something far different than that?
It's a blend. You know, certainly, you know, I think any competitor wants to win when they step on the field, and most coaches are competitors. But their task is also, you know, involves development, and you juggle those things during the course of a season. There's no question that you know, providing, you know, athletes with a chance to learn about themselves and to put them into positions where maybe at the big league level they wouldn't find themselves in, that does make a difference. You'll see a manager stick with a pitcher, maybe a batter or two longer than you will at a higher level, just to learn a little bit about himself and to learn for the coaching staff to learn a bit about the player in terms of having to work out of jams, that type of thing.
So how does the parent team judge a minor league coach if it's more than just the one loss record?
It's a combination of things. I think they look at the development as well. Are they, you know,
how many players move up?
Exactly. Okay. Are they teaching what they need to teach to put players in a position where they can move up to a higher level and succeed once they get there? That's part of the equation as well. And the staff this year did a pretty solid job with that. Omar Lopez was here for his second season, and along with Dave Borkowski and Joel Chmelis, the hitting coach and pitching coach, they did a very solid job with an ever-changing roster.
That must be really hard to have not know who's going to show up that night.
Yeah, Omar Lopez told me at one point late in the season that you know, he felt like he'd managed four different teams, and to a degree it was true, because each of these teams had different strengths and players, you know, based on, you know, what type of hitters they were, what type of pitchers they were. And so the team kind of had to evolve and reinvent itself as the season progressed.
Okay, now remind us, Steve, what's the connection between the team, the city, and Main Street Baseball, so we keep that straight?
Okay, the team itself is affiliated with the Houston Astros. The players are Astros employees. The manager and the coaches are Astros employees. Through an agreement with the Quad Cities franchise, which is affiliated with the Midwest League, they operate the local club. That's a group that is based out of here, Main Street Baseball. Dave Heller and Bob Herfeld are managing partners of that. They staff and operate this club and one in the California League as well. They have a lease with the city of Davenport, which owns the stadium that the team plays in. So there are several layers there, and the last few years they've worked fairly well together.
So are the team and Main Street, I mean, are the city and Main Street Baseball still getting along pretty well?
Yeah, the rent checks apparently are showing up on time and are not being delivered by the team mascot.
Yeah.
So that's gone over fairly well. And, you know, I think they have some, you know, some talking points from time to time, certainly in the way that business is being operated. But for the most part, I think they are, coexisting.
Mm-hmm. So off the field, how did the River Bandits do this year?
It was a fairly successful season, given the weather. Mm-hmm. They had 9 games that were lost because of weather issues, which was the most in the Midwest League this season. Now, despite that, they averaged a per-game average of just under 3,900 fans per game, which is the best in the franchise history. The overall mm-hmm. total ranked somewhere around 7th or 8th, I think. It was around 235,000 or so for the season, mm-hmm. Ranked 7th or 8th in the club's history. But the per-game numbers were up, which means that when the weather was decent, people were coming out. And that included a stretch in the middle of the year where they had to walk across a footbridge because of the flood to actually get into the ballpark.
You have to really want to go. So can we credit the Ferris wheel with bringing out more fans, or was it just the usual promotions and good weather that brought them out?
I think probably a combination of both. Certainly the Ferris wheel is an attraction, and mm-hmm. Not only during games, but it has been very busy during a farmer's market, which takes place adjacent to the ballpark on Saturday mornings. And it is open and available for then, and still is, actually, mm-hmm. I think for another month or so. But it's certainly, it added something to that ballpark that makes it unique, and it certainly drew a share of fans through the gates this season, no question. A lot of typical promotions, fireworks displays continue to be popular, mm-hmm. bobblehead giveaways. I think they gave away 7 or 8, including a
Senator Harkin bobblehead.
Senator Harkin bobblehead to recognize his years of service, and also a bobble truck giveaway, which was to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the I-80 truck stop in Walcott. So mm-hmm. some different things, and mm-hmm. they mix it up, but a lot of the same. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that it seems to be a formula that works pretty well.
Now, years ago, a previous owner of the team said it didn't really matter whether the minor league baseball team won or lost. Do you think that's still true?
I think to a point it is. I think that you want to have a team that's fairly competitive. I mean, nobody wants to go out and watch a team get blown out on a mm-hmm. regular basis. But certainly I think that as long as you have an affiliate that is providing you with quality talent, I think it certainly helps. I think one of the things that he was alluding to at that time was that the experience that the fans have once they enter the ballpark should be of a consistent quality that makes them want to come back mm-hmm. No matter what's taking place on the field. Surveys will show that a lot of fans leave the park not knowing actually who won the game. So there are fans who are going out there for a variety of reasons.
And what about the affiliation agreement? That's been renewed, correct?
Yes. Quad Cities and Houston have extended their agreement for 2 more years through their 2016 season. It's at a 2- or 4-year option that is available. Both the Astros management and the River Bandits management prefer a 2-year deal. I know Dave Heller prefers it from the standpoint that he feels like it certainly puts the onus on the Major League club to continue to provide a competitive product for them to put on the field and market.